Jobs of the Future is a series focusing on career paths, local job opportunities, programs, and tales of success that highlight North Bay's diverse job market. Penny Tremblay has dedicated her career to mending fractured relationships in the workplace. "We teach people how to play nice at work," she explained. "And when they don't, we help them fix broken or disconnected relationships." It's a mission she's carried out through her Tremblay Leadership Center for over two decades. Armed with a mediation certificate from Harvard and decades of hands-on experience, Tremblay has become a go-to expert for businesses struggling with team conflict or disconnects. "I'm busy every week," she said. "Sometimes it's putting out fires when tensions boil over, and other times it's pre-planned team building or leadership training." Tremblay uses her sandbox system, a structured four-step process designed to help organizations rebuild and strengthen workplace relationships. The first step is conflict resolution. "If there's any unresolved tension, we need to address that first," she said. "Next, we move into training, where we equip teams with the tools they need to work together more effectively. Then we focus on planning systems, followed by accountability, which ties into everything we do." Her methods include mediation for individual disputes and workplace restoration when conflict has spread across an entire team, department, or organization, where a culture shift is needed, she said. Tremblay also emphasized the importance of ongoing support for managers. "Many managers are promoted without proper training, and they're expected to know how to manage people, tasks, and hold others accountable," she said. "We provide coaching and accountability systems to help them develop those skills." At the heart of Tremblay's approach is her belief that resolving conflict starts from within. Her book, Sandbox Strategies for the New Workplace: Conflict Resolution from the Inside, published in 2023, underscores this philosophy. "Most of conflict resolution is an inside job," she explained. "It's human nature to point fingers, retreat to your corner, or, as I say, pick up your toys and go home. But if we want to build collaborative, constructive workplace cultures, we need to face the center of our sandbox and play together." With five generations in the workforce and increasing cultural diversity, Tremblay says adaptability is key. "People expect others to be like them, but that's not how it works," she said. "We need tools and skills to embrace differences. These aren't things we learn in high school or technical programs. They're hard skills, people skills, and they're critical if you want to move up in your career." She also highlighted how technology complicates workplace dynamics. "We're losing that face-to-face human connection because we hide behind keyboards," she said. "It's making it harder for people to connect authentically." "Workplace civility has hit an all-time low," Tremblay said, "with burnout and post-pandemic changes driving conflict. People are tired, short-staffed, and overworked. When you're burnt out, your patience and tolerance for others' behavior just aren't the same," she said. The pandemic also amplified existing challenges, including frequent changes to workplace rules and norms. "We're not the same as we were before COVID. The camaraderie isn't the same," she said. But Tremblay remains optimistic about the future of workplace relationships. "We used to learn these skills from our families or community involvement, but those sources aren't as common anymore. That's where I come in, to help rebuild those connections and create more harmonious workplaces." Tremblay has worked with a variety of organizations across industries, and what she's discovered is a universal truth: workplace conflict doesn't discriminate. "Where there are people, there are similar problems," she explains. "It doesn't matter what industry. Conflict isn't prejudice. You see it in all industries. The content might be different, but the context is usually the same: competing priorities, ego, lack of skills, or lack of empathy and compassion, and burnout." Now, Tremblay is bringing her expertise to the United States, with a focus on building new networks and establishing a foothold in New England. She credits her association with the Paro Center for Women's Enterprise, a nonprofit supporting women in business across Canada, for opening doors south of the border. "I've been on several trade missions to the U.S. with a Paro delegation," she shares. "I've actually led some of them as well. It was an opportunity to meet prospective buyers under the supplier diversity chain. Tremblay highlights how large companies are seeking to diversify their supplier base to include minority owners, indigenous entrepreneurs, veterans, and members of the LGBTQ+ community. Between her trade mission experiences and personal connections, her husband is from Rhode Island, Tremblay is laying the groundwork for her work to grow in the U.S. Things are starting to take root, she says. In Northern Ontario, people know who I am. I've had over 20 years of exposure. But in the U.S., it's really like starting over, square one. For Tremblay, this new chapter aligns perfectly with her ongoing mission, to reduce the astronomical costs of workplace conflict. Before the pandemic, I used to say it was a $359 billion a year problem in corporate America, she explains. But it's doubled. The Myers-Briggs company reported that shortly after the pandemic ended, workplace conflict had become a $700 billion a year problem. This staggering figure encompasses lost time, terminations, resignations, legal battles, and the fallout of losing good employees. If you imagine what we could do with $700 billion every year, whether it's investing in social programs, helping people who need it, or building sustainable businesses, it's incredible, Tremblay reflects. We could be so much more efficient if we could just get along better. When asked for her advice to those considering starting a business, especially women in Northern Ontario, Penny Tremblay shared insights that stem from her own entrepreneurial journey. Starting a business can feel isolating, Tremblay acknowledged. We tend to work in silos by ourselves, but getting involved in your community, like your local business center, chamber of commerce, or Toastmaster Club is such an efficient way forward. She emphasized the importance of networking and making connections. Joining in and learning from other people, just the camaraderie of it, is invaluable. Put yourself out there, meet people, attend events, and be present. That's where you'll find opportunities you might never have imagined. Tremblay also addressed a common fear among new entrepreneurs, communication. Sometimes people are afraid to walk up to someone, do a presentation, or even just introduce themselves. But it all starts with becoming a better listener, she explained. Great communication isn't about being the loudest voice in the room, it's about asking questions and listening with the intention of understanding. That's how you make connections, build trust, and, ultimately, close big deals, she said. For Tremblay, the key takeaway is this. Just because you're starting a business for yourself doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself. There's a lot of community support out there, but you have to go to it. It won't come to you. If you have a story idea for Jobs of the Future, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.